This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Barcelona, that's what we're talking about. Possible terrorism there. Unbelievable. Actually, what's happened now, the numbers, the death toll keeps climbing, but it's like 19 and so many people were injured. There's massive reaction to this. Right at the top, we go to Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. Ellen, here we are again talking about terrorism. Tell us about Barcelona and the reaction.
Okay, so as you just said, the numbers have been going up because people have been in the hospital, but they know that 100 people were injured, and they said at the time that they talked about the 100 people being injured. Of course, a lot of those have now died because there were 13 people dead then, approximately 100 people injured, and now the numbers have gone up because people have been in the hospital. They've said that there are 18 nationalities that have so far been identified. It was done in front of a kosher and halal restaurant. They were next to each other, very near each other. They have arrested two people. It seems the driver of the van remains at large. And this was a rented van, a white rented van. However, then there was a separate operation that the police were doing about 70, 75 miles south, I think southwest of Barcelona. Four people have now been killed. They think that they were terrorists. And there's a question as if they were wearing suicide belts.
Wow. So again, we have some details that are coming out from this. I know you've probably spent time there. I did. This is just unbelievable, isn't it, with these vans and cars?
I went last year was the first time I'd been in Barcelona. Loved the place.
Yeah, me too. I went to school in Spain and spent some time in Barcelona, and it's very, very sad, no doubt about it. The other thing is, of course, what's happening here and talking about monuments, Confederate monuments being taken out and stuff. What about some of the federal monuments? Are they saying much about that happened to be Confederate?
Well, it's interesting. No, they're not saying anything, but there is a... And I'm blocking on the name of the town, but it's in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And the mayor is an African American, and Alabama passed a law that you can't take away monuments. So what he did is he read the law very, very carefully, and he found that there's nothing wrong with boarding up a monument, and that's exactly what he did.
Yeah, wow. And we saw what happened, obviously, in Baltimore, the mayor there taking the monuments out in the middle of the night for fear, of course, of what's happening.
Right, but there's not a state law like there is in Alabama that you cannot take away a monument, but they said nothing about boarding it up. Now, the attorney general for the state wants to go after the mayor, but apparently he is within the letter of the law.
Yeah. Wow. The other thing is Trump and his Twitter feed. He's always going after someone. And there's always some controversies. This time it's Lindsey Graham. What's that about?
Okay. So he went after Lindsey Graham in one of his tweets today. He said that Lindsey Graham falsely stated that I said there's a moral equivalency between the KKK, neo-Nazis, and white supremacists. Then he continued on with the next tweet because he's only allowed 140 characters. And he said people like and people like Miss Hayer, that's the woman that died, such a disgusting lie. He just can't forget his election flouncing. The people of South Carolina will remember. I mean, how do you go after people in your own party who are going to help you pass the legislation that you say you want passed?
Yeah, wow. Absolutely.
And, you know, he also went after, he's gone after Jeff Flake. He's having a rally in Arizona, in Phoenix on Tuesday, and they think that he's going to do two things. One, support Sheriff Arpaio, who is 85 years old, but who got just defeated at an election. You know, he's the guy that put everybody in the pink underwear and everything. And
yeah.
Also, he's gone after Jeff Flake. He's supporting a female doctor who's an obstetrician who is a very pro-Trump person, and he's going after a sitting senator from his own party.
Wow. Again, shows no bounds, I guess. Yeah. Yeah, it's wild.
If he wants to get legislation done, you know, even if he supports this other senator, this woman, he still has a year and a half left, at least, of Senator Flake. And he's got to use Senator Flake to get things passed.
Right. So he needs him. Yeah.
He desperately needs him. And he needs
Lindsey Graham. And he needs Lindsey Graham. You couldn't be more right.
Way,
absolutely.
One last thing. Senator Corker from Tennessee was also critical of the president, talking about the stability of the president. He says the president has not been able to demonstrate the stability nor some of his competence that he needs to demonstrate in order to be successful. I mean, he's beginning to hear from people in his own party.
Ratner, we could hear Ellen there, of course, talking about some of what was going on, obviously having to do with Barcelona, and of course what's happening with Trump, and you know, again going after Lindsey Graham and people he may need support for, because of course it's all about the numbers. You know, it's funny when I talk about my segment that relates to numbers. There is no question when you're in one of the branches of government, well, particularly legislative and executive, you have to have certain numbers, of course, for bills to pass and to move from chamber to chamber. And when you're the prez, you do, and the people around you do, have to have those people that are there to support whatever the idea is or whatever piece of legislation you're backing, which clearly the Trump administration saw when they thought that the health care situation would be remedied sooner rather than later. And, of course, that's been punted now at this point. Remember, on this show, I said many, many times when people thought that it was going to be passed fast, it wasn't. All right, Ellen, we got to cut off there for a second, but we were finishing up. Yeah. And we were talking about, you know, what we were seeing from Trump and the administration and where all of this is headed and who would be the Democrat that would run against him.
Right. So the issue is that he just, you know, I don't understand what is in his head that he's doing this to people in his own party, because, you know, even Ronald Reagan said, "Thou shalt not speak ill of another Republican." And right. So, I mean, that's
yes.
What's got going on here.
Yeah. Yeah, and like I said, then when he comes back around to the presidential race, then he's still the same thing. He's going to need people to really prop him up, and you know how time flies. Before you know it, you're right there staring down the barrel of another election. Ellen Ratner, always a pleasure.
That's
thank
right.
you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, so she was so thorough and wonderful telling us about, like I mentioned in the re-rack, the possible terrorism in Barcelona, some reaction to that coming up next here on America Tonight, plus a conversation with Justin Danhoff. What's he up to these days? He's taking on another CEO. Stay with us.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
America tonight, as we move from Barcelona, react to what's going on in D.C., some more reaction to something completely different. Our pal Justin Danhoff joins us from the National Center for Public Policy Research. And, you know, we've been talking about a couple of different things that's very intriguing. The CEO resignations from the Trump administration's business councils, who are being heavily bombarded, criticized, if you will, by a lot of conservative activists as being very political and short-sighted. So what does the Free Enterprise Project say about the resignations? Justin, thanks so much for popping on with us. Your take on what's happening.
Hey, Kate. First of all, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. I think that we're living, obviously, in very interesting times when it comes to the cross-section of the political class and the business class in the United States. And what President Trump initially aimed to do was actually quite high-minded, but in the end, almost short-sighted, because what he did with his economic advisory councils and his industry councils that he had set up was he sought a cross-section of CEOs from not only different industries, but also from different political spectrums. And so when we see the likes of Kenneth Frazier, the CEO of Merck, resigning from his advisory board starting on Monday, it was almost like a lot of people should have taken a pause at that point to say, wait a minute, President Trump had Frazier on his economic advisory board? That's pretty strange. Frazier's a well-known not just liberal, but I mean essentially a liberal advocate on many, many, many issues, not just economic, but also social. And so then you take a deeper look at his counsel and who also served on it. We have Indra Nooyi, one of the most well-known liberal CEOs in the United States of America, the CEO of Pepsi, who has been rumored at different times to be on the short list for vice president on different Democratic tickets. We have Bob Iger, the CEO of Disney, who has not just been rumored to be on a vice presidential short list, but perhaps one day, maybe 2020, will be running for president on the Democratic ticket. And so what he aimed to do was to bring in a diverse group of ideas. And what ended up happening was a lot of these CEOs who have liberal tendencies to start with, what happened was they were bombarded from the get-go by liberal activists. And we watched this all throughout the shareholder season. When I would go to shareholder meetings throughout the spring, I would see this happening. Is any CEO that had any relationship at all with the White House, they were bombarded by protests and activists at their shareholder meeting. And this essentially what happened was over the weekend in Charlottesville and President Trump's reaction there too, that was largely criticized, gave these CEOs an out. They don't agree with the president's economic policies. They prefer the policies of someone like President Obama that chooses winners and losers, and they hope to be on the winner side of that equation rather than letting market forces decide winners and losers. So, again, go back to the example of Kenneth Frazier, the CEO of Merck, a company that largely supported Obamacare because the pharmaceutical industry got carve-outs and handouts and bailouts. And President Trump comes in and says, we're going to do away with the carve-outs, the bailouts, and the handouts. And so, you know, someone like Frazier at Merck, he was looking for an out all along. And this gave him that out. And he used it as a political grandstanding maneuver that had a lot more to do with him and a lot less to do with Merck as a company. And so that's the message of what's happened over the last three or four days when it comes to the CEO defections of the Economic Advisory Board and then President Trump deciding, well, hey, I gave it a go, but you guys decided it was more important for you guys, for you individually to make political statements rather than working towards the long-term goals of a pro-growth, free enterprise-oriented economy here in the United States, and so I'm just going to get rid of it. And it's just very interesting the way that he tried to formulate the councils and then the way that they were eventually disbanded.
Yeah, and you know, this is what I think of. This is such a rare opportunity, period, to work with the White House, and imagine how much really that affects Americans, because you think of some of the business issues like tax reform, and then we talk about job growth, which is constantly what we're looking at, job numbers. We look at margins. We look at earnings reports when we're talking about companies. So this is really a blown opportunity, isn't it?
Oh, it's a complete wasted opportunity. And I will tell you, I give credit where credit's due, and whether that be on the right, left, or center. And the first time that I saw this occurring earlier this year was actually at the Disney shareholder meeting. I went on a completely different topic, but what happened was Bob Iger, the CEO of Disney, again, a prominent liberal figure in the United States of America, he was besieged by dozens of activists and protests outside of the shareholder meeting because he deigned to serve on one of these advisory economic councils. And his answer to the liberal activists who were demanding, just demanding that he leave the council, was actually at the time quite good. He said, frankly, are President Trump and I going to agree on lots of issues? Probably not. But if you want to be part of the discussion, I guess it's pretty important to be part of the discussion. You have to be in the room.
Right.
You can't be outside of the room to be part of the discussion. And so if we're going to talk about jobs here in the United States, which, you know, as Disney, I think is important, I need to be there in the room. And the activists wouldn't have it. They were not satiated with that response, and they kept demanding it. They kept the media pressure on Bob Iger. And lo and behold, about 2 months later, he was one of the first to go ahead and leave the council. This most recent wave is just the most recent wave that ended up, disbanding of the Economic Council altogether. But it goes to show you a couple of things. First of all, that the left, again, they can't be satiated. They can't be made whole. And so Disney and Iger and Under Armour and Intel and Merck, all of these CEOs basically just put a bigger target on their backs. They didn't appease the liberal mob that they think they might have, because they showed that the liberal mob is going to come and ask for a pound of flesh, and these are CEOs willing to give it to them, right?
Yeah.
Rather than standing up and saying, no, you know, we're going to try and work for the good of the American economy, good for the American workers, we're just going to do whatever the liberal mob wants. And so the liberal mob now knows that, and it's going to grow. And so the target just went, dramatically, exponentially bigger for all of these corporations. So the mob's going to ask for even more next time. That's one thing that's very, very clear to me. And it's a message we've been trying to hammer home to CEOs for years at the Free Enterprise Project, is don't give an inch because they're going to come asking for a mile. And so beyond that, it's just such a missed opportunity for the American public, for the greater good. Because think about the way that things get done in Washington, D.C. Unfortunately, any president is rare to have more than a 50% approval rating. Mm-hmm. Any Congress that even gets a 10% approval rating is actually doing quite well. And so you think about the advancements that the liberal agenda made under President Obama, things like Obamacare. That was largely passed because it was sold to the American people by companies like Johnson & Johnson, by companies like Merck, Pfizer, and Aetna, who paid for all the advertising, who really sold it to the American people. And so even simple things that you and I, Kate, might think are really, really easy to do, like corporate tax reform,
are not.
That needs to be an effort sold, not by our members of Congress.
I agree.
Because
I agree.
People don't love our members of Congress.
They don't.
That's the problem.
Justin Danoff, we're out of time. Thank you so much.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply, and worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients? At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Here we are on Forbes Books at Bedtime, and we have a special guest, Greg.
She must be special because she showed up here, we're at WPO, the Women President's Organization, and when this woman showed up to be interviewed, I thought I was watching Entourage or something.
I know.
I mean, this whole cadre of people
coming
up, kissing her, hugging her, photographing her.
Phyllis Newhouse, who, by the way, is on that fast track, number 7 on the fastest 50 growing.
Help
companies.
Us. What it, 50 fastest women live business in the country.
Yeah.
Yes.
Incredible.
And you're number 7.
Number 7.
What's wrong with number 6?
You know,
next
I wanted to be the. this is actually my 6th year on the list. 6 years in a row.
Wow.
In a row.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, well, number 1 next year.
Yeah. Well, all my girlfriends are ahead of me.
I like that.
Oh, so it's now a
challenge.
Friendly competition. I love that. I love that.
And, of course, Phyllis is the chief, or is the CEO. She is the chief, but she's the CEO of Extreme Solutions.
Absolutely.
So Extreme Solutions, for my 3 million listeners who may not know, and I'm sure most of of them do. What do you do at Extreme Solutions?
So Extreme Solutions is a cybersecurity firm, and we specialize in ethical hacking. So we work with companies with very large, complex infrastructures and networks, and then we help them look at the risks and the vulnerabilities in their network. And we do this in three different ways. We do it by training their cyber workforce. We also help them with mitigate strategies long-term to protect their networks. And then we do operational intelligence that help them understand how vulnerable they are based off of their industry and particularly what types of attacks that they are more prone to.
How did you get here?
So I spent 22 years in the Army. And when I left the military, working out of the cyber espionage, I decided that this was definitely the way of the future in terms of private sector, and so I started a company in 2002.
Can I ask a stupid question?
No.
Are you a spy?
No.
In all seriousness, what you just said,
listen,
about, did you say cyber?
All women are spies, in case you didn't
that
know.
That was not the question I was exactly asking, but it was a great answer. So did you say you were...
So, well, yeah, worked in the military in information security, which was really, at the time, was cyber espionage.
Okay,
that's internal breaches that happen as we're leaking classified information, that type of stuff.
Wow. So when you left the military, was it your goal to create a business, and did you ever see yourself having the incredible success you have?
Okay, so I'll start with the first question. And yes, I did see myself starting a business. I knew that I was going to be an entrepreneur. I knew that I liked building things. I had already led organizations and set up organizations within the military. So that was sort of like business 101 for me. So when I got out, I didn't think that was going to be the tough part. The tough part was now you've led people, how do you grow revenue?
Yeah.
How do you grow an organization? So for me, in terms of success, I never really thought I would have a very small business.
You always had a very big goal.
A very big vision.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How important is that? That's a great point, Greg. How important is that vision? Do you think part of the problem for some women in business, or really anyone in business, is they have self-limiting beliefs, and that's part of the problem in growing revenue?
Right. I believe that a lot of women who start businesses, they say, well, I've heard women say, well, I just want something small. I'm not trying to be really big, because they don't believe they have the capacity to grow. They don't think that they can build the infrastructure big enough to grow. And so they limit themselves by saying, well, if I just make it to $1 million, I'm going to be okay.
Yes.
Because they can't see beyond, or they don't think they have the capabilities to run a company that size. They don't think they have the capabilities to find people, resources. And, two, they may not believe that it takes a lot of commitment to do that. And we talked about this yesterday with a group of young entrepreneurs, and we talked about what it takes in terms of commitment and discipline. And without the discipline, you certainly can't get to this level.
Coming from a woman who began her career in the military.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's actually the question I was going to ask you is, what did you learn in the military that helped you? And you've already answered it in a way. But I'm also wondering, when you came from such a disciplined but also very rigid environment, or as I envision it, and then going out into the business world where you're the boss, what did you learn from the military that helped you, and were there some things you had to relearn?
So the military teaches you leadership 101. And I'm going to tell you, to me, I believe that some of your most successful businesses and leaders, they are already great leaders anyway. So I didn't just want to be a good leader in the military. I wanted to be a great leader.
Gotcha.
And that's the difference between the two, is that great leaders understand how to build good people and make them great leaders. And so I knew that starting a company, I had to bring in great leaders. I'm the visionary at this point, so I need great leaders. And so that was the thing for me, was as long as I surround and build a team of great leaders and give that team the responsibility, they're responsible for growing the company. I give them the vision, and they help grow that company. And that's, to me, how some of your larger companies have grown, is because they brought the great leaders in that know how to do it.
Where do you see the future of, I think your company, obviously, every year you're growing those revenues. You're in such a wide open space, I think, because how vital is security? How vital is what we're talking about with so many open ports and so many problems with, security?
Well, I can tell you why this industry is going to continue to grow. Number one is the attack that we're having in breaches. When we start talking about democracy, you know, when we start having these types of cyber attacks in our democracy systems around the world, not just in the U.S., then, and two, we really don't have a workforce that exists right now. So we're building a brand new workforce. Your traditional IT guy will not even exist in 5 years. You will have to have people that understand cyber, and very complex cyber attacks will happen in the next 2 to 3 years. So why will Extreme Solutions grow? Why will I be number one in the next 5 years on the fifth fastest?
And we want to talk to you every year along the way.
And I say this not in arrogance, but when you look at the average cyber job right now, for every company, you really almost need 3 guys that understand cybersecurity versus 25 IT guys that don't have a clue. And so this is a growing field. And so what we're doing right now, we're training a workforce in my organization that doesn't exist. We're training them for other corporations. And so we have a cyber training academy that focuses only on teaching people how to work with some of your most sophisticated attacks in the world. And we work with them on operational intelligence, how understanding these types of attacks that they may not see anywhere else.
Wow. We're talking with Philip Newhouse. She's the CEO of Extreme Solutions. The website, by the way, is xtreme-solutions-inc.com. So it's not the word extreme with an E, it's with an X.
It's with an X.
Extreme Solutions.
Extreme.
Yes, extreme, as Phyllis is. You mentioned very early on while we were talking the term ethical hacking.
Mm-hmm.
Hope people understand what you mean by that.
Okay. So most people understand that when they hear I'm a hacker, they think that's a bad thing.
Right.
So ethical hackers are people who really do this and have a passion for protecting our national security,
yes,
for one thing. So a certified, in our industry, a certified ethical hacker is someone who's certified to go into networks. You know, so that's a difference between somebody who's not authorized,
yes,
and someone who's certified.
And certified, I would imagine, is both a technical,
yeah,
thing and a security thing, right?
Well, it's technical,
both.
Yes, and you have to be certified by the National Institute, NIST, which is our industry certification.
Sure.
So it's no different than a CPA who has to go get certified.
Yeah.
Ethical hackers have to be certified.
But also, do they have to pass some kind of security form?
Background check. Yeah, and so my workforce, 99% of my workforce has minimally a top secret clearance.
Wow.
So how many people is that?
Well, right now we have approximately about 1,400 employees.
Oh,
yeah.
1,400? I didn't expect that.
1,400 top secret clearances, give or take.
Yeah, give or take.
And the companies you work for or with vary, don't they?
Yeah. So about 65% of what I do is on the federal side. And then we are also in private sector. So we're on the critical infrastructure side as well. Oil and gas, electric. We work with transportation, water departments.
You're protecting our infrastructure.
Yeah, critical infrastructure.
Wow.
Yes.
Pretty amazing.
I know. What keeps you up at night?
You know what? Okay, so please don't ask that question around my friends.
You got a lot of friends around here.
They might tell you that she never goes to sleep. But you know what? I would say, if you know, and this comes back to that patriotic side of me. What keeps me up at night is worrying about how, you know, in this country, people really still don't take this as a serious issue. We really don't understand the critical infrastructure that we take for granted every day, that it, you know, what it takes to protect your water system,
yes,
the water that comes in and out,
yeah,
of your home that you drink,
yeah,
every day.
Yeah.
So it's just those things, and that if we are advancing enough in technology in this country to be on the top of cutting edge technology, and then too, you know, our school systems, you know, promoting those STEM programs now, so that we can be in a better posture 3 to 5 years from now, in terms of our
when
critical
infrastructure. When you have 4,500 top secret
Yes.
Yeah. Phyllis Newhouse, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Oh, I loved it. Thank you guys for having me.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Tail end of the show, perfect time to put our feet up and say, what are we going to do this weekend? Maybe we'll check out one of the new movies that's out, or maybe you'll go and see some of the popular movies that are already in the theaters. One movie called Valerian gets a big fat thumbs down from me, and apparently also Andy from Me, and our technical director. So, Andy, you're a musician. You like cutting-edge kind of things. You've ponied up your bucks, and apparently you didn't like the movie either.
Yeah, I thought it was not very well thought out, and it also had a shameless plug by Rihanna in it.
It did have a shameless plug, didn't it?
Yeah, when she's dying.
I don't know.
He says, you were the greatest artist that ever lived. I thought that was kind of low.
Exactly. I thought that was low, too. Well, maybe one of these movies that's opening up these next couple of days will be a big hit with somebody. And we start with the first one. It's called The Hitman's Bodyguard.
I'm a AAA-rated executive protection agent. And you're the most wanted hitman in the world. My job is to keep you out of harm's way.
No odds in that job. She's got to find a more intelligent way. Oh, mother! Holy. Okay, on three. One. My bad. You're bad. Jesus Christ! Really?
What happened to the seatbelt rule?
Alive. That's really beautiful, man. You ever just write stuff down, you know? Maybe, I don't know, throw down a haiku or two.
Okay, so here's the deal with this. The cast includes a couple of people I like Ryan Reynolds and Samuel Jackson and Selma Hayek and Gary Oldman. But the bottom line is, it's not being really received very well. So Rotten Tomatoes, 39%. It had probably a good idea and some funny guys in it, but this world's top production agent being called to guard the life of his mortal enemy, one of the most notorious hitmen, is probably best streaming. So in other words, wait until you can get it for a couple of bucks rather than seeing it on the big screen. That's my advice. All right, the next one is called Logan Lucky, and here it is.
Jimmy, I'm just going to say it. I got to let you go.
You were just fired.
I was let go for liability reasons involving insurance.
The one-armed bartender.
You show a little respect.
Charlotte Motor Speedway. I know how they move the money.
The only guy who knows anything about blowing up real bank vaults is Joe Bang.
I am incarcerated.
Yeah, we got a plan to get you out.
Coca-Cola 600 is the biggest race of the year.
We need a computer whiz.
I know everything there is to know about computers, okay? All the Twitters, I know them.
Welcome to the Coca-Cola 600.
Now, how many yards away is the ball?
20 yards. I don't know, maybe 30.
Is it 20 or is it 30? We are dealing with science here.
They're going to know what we want them to know.
My life of crime is over.
That is massively stupid.
It's been handled.
Oh, this is going to be good. That looks like it hurt.
I want everything on Jimmy Logan.
I'm about to get naked. So no bacon.
I said no bacon.
You Logans must be as simple-minded as people say.
Did people say that?
Would you give me my arm, please?
Is it this one?
All right, so this looks pretty good, because you know who you've got in this? Daniel Craig. You have also Channing Tatum, Adam Driver's in it, Seth MacFarlane. Pretty interesting stuff. Steven Soderbergh is the director, and I like his stuff. Anyway, Rotten Tomatoes gives it a 93%. You get the idea. They're trying to steal some money from the Charlotte Motor Speedway in North Carolina. So there is a funny premise here, and it has gotten pretty decent reviews. I like the one headline I saw in the New York Post. Wacky heist flick. Logan Lucky is country fried fun. So, and I saw this in a couple of different places where it's low key, it's a low key caper, it's funny. So they might have pulled this off by some of what I've read. I would probably see this. And it's a long one though. It's almost 2 hours long. It's billed as a crime film, drama film, and it's PG-13. Finally, our last one is called 6 Days.
I want the negotiator here now.
My name is Detective Chief Inspector Max Vernon.
We will kill a hostage if our demands are not met.
Can't give them what they want, I'll tell you that much.
It's down to the negotiators to break the deadlock, or your men will have to storm the embassy.
Press are everywhere. Do not let them make you.
Do authorities face terrorism with negotiation or force?
The army's next door. It's the SAS. If someone's shot, they go in.
We better make sure no one is.
We know there are some hostages on the second floor.
You tell your government, one more day, we begin shooting them.
An immediate assault plan has been drawn up.
Let's go again.
He's got the heart of a lion and the brains of a judge.
Their army is going to attack us.
We can hear them in the walls.
I want this to be resolved peacefully. I so cannot.
Shots fired in the embassy. Get set.
Keep Selim talking during the assault.
You want me to help kill them?
I want you to save the hostages.
The Prime Minister wants the world and the British people to see how this government deals with terrorism.
Stand by.
You and I can stop violence. Let's stand a chance.
Go. So 6 days, mixed bag, Rotten Tomatoes 50%. It's an aggregate Rotten Tomatoes, so that's why I always bring that up. It's a short movie, 1 hour, 34 minutes. It is about a real event that happened, the Iranian embassy in London, gunmen storming it, blah, blah, blah. 6 days, so it's interesting. Abby Cornish is in it, Mark Strong, some people I like. Jamie Bell also in it. It'd be a good watch, I think, streaming. I think it would. A true life terrorist kind of thriller and pretty dramatic stuff. Of course, we see what's happening in real life, and so do we need more of that. If you go to see a movie, send me a cheap movie review at americatonight.net. americatonight.net. Click on contact, and I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show, everybody.
I'm going to do some studio things.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.